The real value of life. 100 times every day, I remind myself that my inner and outer life are based on the labors of other men, living and dead, and that I must exert myself in order to give in the same measure as I have received and I am still receiving. I am strongly drawn to a frugal life, and I am often oppressively aware that I am engrossing an undue amount of the labor of my fellow men. I regard class distinctions as unjustified, and, in the last resort, based on force. I also believe that a simple and unassuming life is good for everybody, physically and mentally. To inquire after the meaning or object of one's own existence, or that of all creatures, has always seemed to me absurd from an objective point of view. And yet, everybody has certain ideals which determine the direction of his endeavors and his judgments. In this sense, I have never looked upon ease and happiness as ends in themselves. This ethical basis I call the ideal of a pigsty. The ideals which have lighted my way, and time after time have given me new courage to face life cheerfully, have been kindness, beauty, and truth. Without the sense of kinship with men of like mind, without the occupation with the objective world, the eternally unattainable in the field of art and scientific endeavors, life would have seemed to me empty. The trite objects of human efforts, possessions, outward success, luxury, have always seemed to me contemptible.